Blog Talk Radio
presents Applause Radio Show.
Time no listen or talk or whatever you want to say, but thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. We've got a great show, great guest, and for those who did listen in last time, which was, it seems like forever ago, Richard Curtis was on with the Old People's Channel. Check it out, oldpeopleschannel.com. It's a new series on the internet, and I still haven't gotten to see it. It sounds great, so check it out. So tonight, we have a great guest with us. She is a singer-songwriter, oh my God, an educator, producer, owner of just so much. We're going to go into it. I mean, my God, I can't even tell you how much things she's got going on. She's a podcaster. Oh my God, she's the founder of the Center of Advancement for Social Emotional Learning, television show host, an author. Oh my goodness. Well, anyway, we've got tonight with us Heidi Little, and we're going to play some songs of hers tonight. Three great songs. I loved all of them. One is so apropos for now and, about abortion, and we're going to really touch on that one. So without further ado, Heidi, welcome to the show, everybody. Heidi Little, how are you?
Hey, Joanne, I'm really great. Thank you so much for having me on tonight. I'm thrilled. Yay.
Oh, me too. My goodness, girlfriend, where do you find the time to breathe?
Oh, that's the whole thing of the base, isn't it? If we breathe properly and we fill ourselves with lots of love, we get lots of energy to do what we need to do in the world. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're originally from Canada, I believe, right?
Yep. 27 winters, Joanne.
How'd you find yourself down in crazy Texas?
I was escaping Canada to go on tour, and I had toured all of the U.S. and all of Mexico, was headed back towards Canada when I stopped in Austin to play a show, and I met my husband, and that was that. It was a quick shotgun wedding. 2 weeks after we met, I had a whole band, was recording at Willie Nelson Studio, Pardon Alice there, and I've been here ever since. So we got, what, 18 years now.
Nice. Yeah. Texas is a little on the crazy side these days. When I went to Texas, oh my God, it was my high school graduation gift. My sister was living in Irving, and I had never been. I had never been to Texas, so that was my gift. Mm-hmm. She flew me down to go to Texas, and it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. It really was. And my neighbor actually just relocated down to, oh God, I don't want to say Houston. I can't remember. But she just relocated. Two of my neighbors actually just sold their homes and moved down and relocated to Texas. So Texas is gorgeous. Just some crazy people running it. That's all, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my opinion.
Yeah. Yep.
And,
lots of good people here. Uh-huh.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Again, my opinion. It means nothing.
Okay.
We all have opinions.
No, I mean, everybody. Yeah, absolutely. And it's good to share them, or they get blocked up inside of us, and then we just get sick. So share your opinion.
Yeah. Well, now, I mean, I don't even know where to start. Singer, songwriter. You're an educator, producer, director of International Children's Month. My God, the outreach coordinator and theme director for WE, the Children, Youth, the children and youth, the world children. I can't even say it just so much.
Yep, We the World, the children and youth theme. I know they have 11 themes for change. That's coming up in September. Mm-hmm.
And what else? The founder of the Center for Advancement in Social Emotional Learning, an author,
yeah,
as I mentioned before, a television
yep.
host, podcaster
mm-hmm.
of One Love
mm-hmm.
Rising, and Omnipresent Media on Roku and Apple. So,
yeah,
how did you start in the industry? Were you a musician first, or
yes.
when did
mm-hmm.
everything open up, like all this other stuff?
Well, I always, when I was little, I was a triple threat, you know, the singing, the songwriting, the musicianship with the organ and the piano and the dancing. Mm. Yeah. So they started me off real young, like play the organ, you know, you have like two sets of keys, right and left hand. And then you have two sets of pedals. So you're using your whole everything. So if parents out there listening, if you want to make your kids really smart, put them in organ because they have to use all their faculties at the same time. So I grew up that way in a home daycare center with 27 other people's children. So it was always a busy environment. Yeah. Lots of sports, lots of dance, lots of music. And I kept that rolling my whole life, really. You know, it's just I base everything in my teachings that I deliver through social emotional learning. And it's all like self-love, tools and techniques, power of presence, embodiment practices to just really stay on your path and figure out who you are and feel your life with your passions, right? And so I
right.
live my life the way I share my teachings, right? And the way
right.
I like and to help support other people to do their thing. Because if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing here, then it all rolls pretty good. You know, it flows pretty nicely. And it's
right.
when we make these choices based out of, you know, fear and whatever else that we get kind of a little bit stopped up, blocked up, you know, it happens
right.
to us all.
Now, mm-hmm. do you have an official background in education or no?
Yeah, I do. Yep. I've
and
got
what
a
is
master's
that?
Degree. Yeah, my master's degree is in advancements in social emotional learning.
Mm-hmm.
So all along from the time in 1993, fresh out of high school, I was in bands and fronting bands and touring. And then also the government scooped me up and had me start teaching in the public schools in my area. So I was a teen mom and I had to go into the special program to finish my high school degree. And that was what introduced me to the art of like whole person education and like education that fosters people, right? In a good way. Like they fostered my connection with my child, say, as a mother. And it blew my mind that we could educate people in such a profound way, right? In such a moving, life-affirming way. So right out of that program, I got scooped up to teach. The big thing then was STDs, HIV, and teen pregnancy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was out in the schools, and there were some little guys, like starting in grade 5 and grade 4, they're babies, right? Like, so here I am talking to babies going, hey, wait a minute. I don't want to be talking to them about this stuff. Let's talk about the things that prevent this kind of thing, you know? And
right,
that's when I
right.
started to take a deep dive into self-love and into, you know, the art of peace, you know, inside of yourself. And what is unity and how do we work together in community? And I had this lifetime of community experiences, right? Growing up in a daycare center and playing music and being in the arts and all that stuff. So while I was getting my BFA in theater, the Board of Education said, hey, come and design some curriculum with us. We're going to do this program called Learning Through the Arts. So I said, okay, cool. And so they let me actually design curriculum and go and try it out in different school zones with different age groups. And then they would send me back 6 months later to see what the retainment was like and, you know, do we meet our objectives and all that kind of stuff. And my objectives were like, okay, can you physically get up and memorize a couple of stanzas of Shakespeare and retain it? You know, because it's based with body movement. I was
right.
checking out memorization, right? How does memorization work and how can we help people? Because I always had a problem with that in school. I couldn't just listen to somebody, remember it and regurgitate it. That wasn't the way I learned.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to try other ways, you know, that could work potentially with all the other people, you know, who didn't learn that way. And it worked. It was 100% retention, you know, having people getting up, moving, placing the stanzas and the lines with memory, colorful imagery in the body movements and that whole thing. So I have been doing this since 1993, and then it happened in three countries. I've taught everywhere, public schools,
wow,
private schools, free schools, home schools, no schools, community schools, workshops, camps, you name it, private,
right,
done it all. So now I'm at the place where, you know, they started certifying educators in social emotional learning. And I was like, who are you to tell me what social emotional learning is? Like, I don't even know who you are. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and I've been doing this like in three countries for 25 years. So I was like, forget it. So I went to Goddard College, which is a social justice college. And I created my master's degree based on advancements in social emotional learning and proving my thesis that it is important and valuable to teach self-love in education.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not easy. It was a pretty big fight. You know, I had to get like 12 elderly white people in education, essentially, to let me through and agree that I had to prove, you know, that it was important for a human being to learn how to love themselves. And of course, you know, like the gun violence and the opiate crisis and the abuse,
so
you know, was happening.
Would you consider yourself a pioneer on this subject then at the time?
Well, I mean, you know, I have a lipstick that says if you have to tout your own self, you're not a badass kind of thing, you know? So it's like, I mean, I've been doing it a long time. So what do you think?
Right. Very true. Very true.
Like, what do you think? I feel like I've put in a lot of hours, a lot of love, a lot of time. I wrote 14 books on the subject in the last 3 years. I created the Center for Advancement in Social Emotional Learning and created all these staffing certifications for educators internationally and for anyone who considers themselves an educator. I just did a radical homeschooling workshop this past weekend, and that was fantastic. So, you know, like moms are educators, right? And teachers who teach in public school are educators, and grandmas are educators, and grandpas, and you know, aunties and uncles.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're who our children need to kind of show us the way. And right now it's all, you know, with the scrolling and the way the world is, it's fast paced. It's fed to us. You know, there's not a lot of, it's all outside. We're looking outside. And we deplete ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. What's your opinion on everybody having to be schooled from home during COVID? Did you find that to be productive or non-productive?
Well, I had to school from home too. And I've got a 16-year-old and a 6-year-old. And my 16-year-old rocked it. She maintained and advanced her 96 average across the board.
Wow.
You know, but she had bullying issues in like fifth grade. You know, I took her out and did like 176,000 water medicine wheels with a couple of grandpas, water grandpas from 2014 through 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Dr. Emoto from Japan, who's now passed away, and Grandfather Golden Eagle, who's a Paiute water keeper. So this was the beginning of like, I don't know more. We were all in on that business. And the water protectors. And anyway, so I took her out and I did all these things, all these beautiful things with her. And I brought her to a small town and they just bullied the heck out of her. And I had to go in and like teach heart-based teachings to like the board of directors and all the principals and everything like that. So what happened to her? She turned inside instead of staying outside and shiny. She turned inside and she just got real good at her school, you know? So I think for the children who were like, you know, screw the system and this is all baloney, they flourished really well online. And then the children that have no self-discipline, I'm going to say, really, you know, like a code of ethics or a code of honor when it comes to their education.
Right.
You know, they
didn't
do well. Right.
Right.
And I went into the high school and attempted to teach English language and special education to ninth graders right after that happened. I wanted to see where they were at. I wanted to see what had happened to everybody. And a lot of people didn't do well at home.
Right.
They didn't do well at home, you know, but the way the public system set up is set up for people to become dependent on the way that it is, right? Like,
right.
You send your kids off on the bus, they go to school, they're at school, they're taken care of, you don't worry about it, you go to work, the, you know, you get phone calls
yeah.
if they're not behaving properly, whatever, right? So,
right.
You know, there's some shifts. I mean, I think a lot of people found out things about their life they didn't like and made
right.
some serious changes, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think
mm-hmm.
everybody got to make some serious changes, and I think that that's positive, you know?
Yeah.
I see a lot of positives more than negatives.
Well, mm-hmm. I'm thinking your daughter, who sadly, who was bullied, I mean, all the
yeah.
kids who were bullied, it must have been a godsend to be home
yeah.
doing schooling. So
yeah.
now for me, I had a similar situation. I mean, my son, pardon me, was not bullied. I've got two boys, and
mm-hmm.
one is very extrovert, and he did very well. The other one
mm-hmm.
is borderline autistic, so he needs
mm-hmm.
to be on a schedule and this, that, and the other thing. So he
yeah.
went downhill because he wasn't
mm.
doing his routine. So,
right.
it, you know,
yeah.
but, oh, my God, I'm still struggling with it, still struggling with it. But now
yeah,
he's got to go an extra year. Yeah, now
yeah,
he's got to go
yeah,
an extra
right?
year.
Oh,
so,
no. Oh,
yeah.
no.
Well,
yeah,
because
that's unfortunate.
He said he was doing his work, and he wasn't. He was doing video games, and I didn't know. I mean, he's got his own little area, so how did I know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I
yeah.
trusted him. I mean, he's not
yeah.
a child. He's 20
yeah.
years old, you know? So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
but
you
then
know, and
again,
that's the thing of the day, right? Like,
right.
there a lot of them, that's what they did. They
yeah.
just played video
then
games
again,
or sat on Instagram and Snapchat.
Right, but, the, you know, I think his issue mainly was the autism. I mean, if he didn't have the autism, because he's a very smart kid, and, you know,
yeah.
when he had to go into school, he was doing well. But, you know, but still, there's some classes that are still online, but, I mean, it is what it is. What are you going to do, right? So,
yeah,
but,
autism and spectrum is so, it's such an interesting and a wonderful gift, really, you know? If
mm.
if we look at it like that, it's like, a lot more colorful and a
yeah.
lot more creativity is involved, you know? And
yeah.
like, you have to be like ingenious to figure out like, okay, who is this person?
Right.
Who is this
right.
person I've been delivered here to take care of, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's
exactly.
It's a thing. It's a thing, this school thing. And I just want to support you as a mom and just
no,
say, hey, you,
you
know what? You're doing your best. And honestly,
well, we,
like,
believe me, we are. Believe me, we are.
We got these
I mean,
state standards and everything else. If he was homeschooled, you wouldn't have failed him. He just would be needing to work on something. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he's only behind a year because of the system and the way it's set up. So,
right.
you know,
right.
I mean, it takes them to whatever time it takes them to become the people they are.
Right.
And, you know, we've got this crazy way of judging them all right now, you know?
Right.
And it's like, it's not really working very well. A lot of
right.
people are behind the radar. They're below, you know, they're not meeting their standards. And these standardized tests are really hard for people to take, too. It's
yeah.
like
mm-hmm.
3.5 hours in a freaking
yeah.
room. And, you know, each
right.
question, they try to fool you. Like,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
trying to fool you into making
right.
the wrong answer. It's like, wait a
well,
second.
I wanted to circle back
well,
on something
yeah.
on something you said earlier. You said you were a teen
uh-huh.
mom, and
yes.
you wrote Diamond. So at
yes.
the time, you were pro-choice, mm-hmm. and you did what you wanted to do, which was
yeah.
great.
Yes.
So,
and I'm still pro-choice, and I still
exactly.
think that people should be able to do what they need to do. And
exactly.
especially if it's a health concern, you know, and it's like any, so, okay. So this song, you know, it wasn't intended to be about this topic, but that's what's happening.
No, I know.
Now.
You
so
said
this,
you wrote, when did you write it? You wrote it a while back.
I wrote it like last year. And
before this all came up.
Before this nonsense came up here. And, I had a dream about this mama and baby bear being chased by a hunter. And like at one point in the dream, I was the baby bear and I was like feeling everything the baby bear was feeling with this hunter coming after him. And then I was feeling, you know, the mama protecting the baby bear and the fear she has too, right? So So it was this whole thing. And then I woke up and I was like, I have to write this down. Like, I need to write this into a song. So the thing is the chorus is like, I don't want to give it away. You know what?
No, exactly. We're going to play it. But I just wanted to, before I forgot, I wanted to circle back on
that. It's worth the listen, at least.
Yes, definitely.
You know,
I liked it a lot.
I think it's catchy. It's pop. It's definitely pop.
Yeah.
And the message, you know, I don't normally write like this. I usually write, you know, a lot of like moving through, rising up, self-love, you know, no more war, one love, you know, all that kind of business.
Yeah.
And I've been I consider myself a pioneer, definitely, in conscious music and in dealing in peace and love in this generation, you know, in
right,
our generation
right.
now. But like I have friends who made Woodstock, right? Like my friend Artie Cornfield made Woodstock, and we talk every day for 13, 14 years. So he's a true pioneer. You know what I mean? Like that whole, like forming the whole, like he made rock and roll, FM radio.
Right.
You know, and like worked with all the greatest acts in the world. So am I a pioneer compared to him? No. But did I carry on the second wave? Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely.
Well,
I did the best I could do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I actually wrote back in the 90s. I wrote a song. Was it the 90s? No. Pardon me. It was in the early 2000s. Like I don't even know the year. What do I have it handy here? I do. Let me see when this went out. You would like this. I wrote this, what year? Hold on. Let me see. I wrote this. It was for kids who were being bullied. And they're regular songs. It's just 2012. They're regular songs,
nice,
but it's just letting them know it's okay. You're going to be okay, you know?
Yeah.
And I think you're gonna dig it. I got to say. It's on the CD. All of my music is supposed to be up on my website, and it didn't transfer over when we did the new site, so I got to get it up there. But I'll definitely send this to you. I think you'll like it because I'm a conscious writer too. I try to, like you said, uplift and nothing negative. You know, it's like, come on, why should there be? You know, why should there be? We've got enough negativity out there. You know, but. I definitely got to send that to you. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure your listeners would love to hear your music on your site, too. So let us know.
I know. I
got to
get it going. I know. I didn't know it wasn't on there because I don't usually look at the site. My guy is so good that he takes care of everything. I just tell him what to do and he does it. How it got missed, I don't know. But anyway. So forget about me. We're talking about you.
I'm rooting for you.
You're a co-founder and director of International Children's Month. Tell me about that.
Okay. So we're going to be in our 10th year in 2023.
Wow. Mm.
So that's been a volunteer love of mine for a decade now. So it's a free thematic activity platform for the children and, well, everyone, really. Our mission is love, care, and respect for all the children on Earth. And technically, that's like you and me and everybody, right? Because we're all children of this planet.
Yep.
But what happened is there was nothing for children to really support them. Their voice, their choice, who they are, what they're making. Like, there was, like, peace contests, you know, for poetry and, like, art contests and that kind of stuff. There was nothing, okay?
Right.
And I knew, because as a teacher, that these children had so much to offer.
Right.
So I literally heard the voice of God say, make International Children's Month.
The heavens opened up.
The voice said, make International Children's Month. And I said, as if it doesn't already exist. And then I looked, and it didn't. And that was in 2013. So we launched the first year, International Children Imagine Peace. And then we did a whole year of peace. Peace books. We made peace art. We did peace conferences. We planted peace poles. We planted glass gem rainbow corn in the name of peace.
Nice.
Did all kinds of stuff, okay?
You
and
mean
so
you didn't do
platform.
You didn't do Be Best?
No, I love that. No,
I'm
we did
kidding.
Peace.
I'm kidding.
I love
kidding.
You.
Good.
And then from there, we did water. right? And so there were no water protector groups when we started. There was like three. Mm. And by the time we were done the year, there was like 600.
Wow.
And Idle No More was kicking off. And my song, One, The Message from Mother Earth, was played at the first Idle No More concert in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. And then, you know, we were working with Dr. Emoto from Japan. He's the water crystal scientist who he has a children's peace book.
Oh,
and
nice.
So we became his first North American partner. And this was really like that book changed my life. I was like, every care center in the world needs to have this book. And so between that and then meeting Grandfather Golden Eagle telling me how the waters got sick and that we needed to love on the water and how we could do that. And then he asked me, can we make 176,000 water medicine wheels on Earth? And I was like, well, sure, why not? Right?
Who yeah.
can stop us? So let's right. say yes. So we made a whole platform for the water and we did it. His timeline was 2017 and we did it. Like for sure we did it. And so every water medicine wheel connects to every other water medicine wheel and they all work together on the planet. Okay. So flooding the water, like when you're washing your hands and you're drinking a glass of water or you're using the toilet even and the shower, whatever, you can send love to the water. And
water is life. Water is life.
Oh my gosh. Such water is life and we're made of it and we need to take care of it. And poor Vegas, I'm just like, oh my God. So loving the water, you know, then we went into whole being, body, mind, and spirit. We did a year of that. We went into teamwork, how do you play as a team? And these are all on internationalchildrensmonth.com. Mm. Down the left-hand side is a whole list of the years and you click on it and it's not all perfect. I don't get paid for this. It's out of the love of my love for the children and the humanity. And, you know, some of the links are expired. I need to go in and update, but there's a lot of it is still working and functioning and you'll totally catch the drift. So that's like an extra thing to do with your children. There's all these years of things to do, tapping, how to heal, mind over matter, the ocean, Mission Blue. I mean, the children who were saving the world, like, Shatezcut Martinez from the Earth Guardians. They did chapters all over the planet. Jamie Margolin from This Is Zero Hour. She began in Earth Guardians and branched her own thing out. Raheen Fatima from Pakistan. She's our youth ambassador. She's like running these live action panels.
Mm-hmm.
Abba from Africa is doing girl child teachings with his communities, like teaching the adults that girls' children matter in Africa and that they should be allowed to go to school. This is a 17-year-old African boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's amazing what they have to say.
Amazing.
And all of our children have gifts, and we need to find out what they are and help them.
Right.
So that they can be, like, here and happy being here. Right now they're all, like, lost and confused, going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
It's great that you're doing that because nobody's doing it for the kids now. These kids now, they're like roaming around with no purpose.
Many of them are on drugs. I'm just like, so if we can get to them before they touch that stuff,
it's beautiful.
Get to them before they touch that stuff, so important. Yeah. International Children's Month. It's June. Okay. Here's the nuts and bolts. It's June.
Yeah.
And we celebrate every year, the whole month, to just up the level with your children. Whatever you can do to help celebrate them, create what they're wanting to do, get their friends together, show them you care, shine a light on them and what they care about, you know, with whatever they're interested in. And then June 21st, we do a children's global wave of love. It starts in New Zealand and ends in Hawaii. And it's based on the Fibonacci sequence of increasing divine increments of love. And so we intention love, care, and respect for all the children on Earth, and we hold it in our hearts, and then we send it out to the next time zone.
Very nice.
And so we've been doing that for 10 years now.
Nice.
You know, it's catching on, and it's good, and we work with World Peace and Prayer Day. So 3 years now, we've been taking out World Peace and Prayer Day also on June 21st. So we've been helping our Indigenous relations. That's Chief Looking Horse, who's the chief of the Lakota and the Sioux.
Yeah.
And
are you Indigenous?
No, my mom was in a concentration camp in Germany.
I thought maybe you had some in you. That's why you were so involved.
No,
I'm a little bit of Cherokee. I have a little bit of Cherokee. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. It's I grew up in Saskatchewan, and apparently there's 72 tribes there. So, you know, I grew up with Indigenous culture law all around me, and they weren't taken care of.
Right.
And I always wanted to know how to help. And then, you know, I consider myself working for God, and, you know, just linked me up with the right people to be able to help, you know.
Yeah. They're still not taken care of. They're still not taken care of. There's a lot of them.
Look at all of most of society right now. Look at how many people are living in the street. They're on the reservation.
Horrible.
Clean water, good food. Come on. We can be better than this for sure.
I know.
Absolutely.
It's America.
And it's
Come
changing.
On.
I know. And we can do this, you know. I think it's just time for everybody to stand up and use their voice and be the medicine that they're here to bring.
Right.
And then we're going to be okay, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now, your the television show, is that One Love Rising along is the same as the podcast or no?
One Love Rising is a podcast I did like 52 interviews over the last, like, I guess probably 8 years with my friend Bob Challenger, who saved Earth Day. Earth Day would have happened again and again if it wasn't for Bob investing all his fortune that he had into it. And then so that's One Love Rising, and then Omnipresent Media is a channel that people can go watch on Roku and Apple TV OS and Amazon Fire Stick. They can add it on, and it's all conscious television, all conscious media. So we have like how to save the world with Chief Looking Horse, and we have children's action panels from their global days of action, and we have social emotional learning teachings, and we have music, and, you know, just different things for people to expand their concept of we're not alone.
You have a huge heart. You're involved in everything here. This is just beautiful, and we need more people like you, especially now.
There's a lot of good people, Joanne, like yourself.
No, I know. Where they go? Where are they? Speak up.
They're around. They're at the grocery store. We just have to be brave enough to talk to people when we're out.
Yeah.
You know? Honestly, because once you start up a conversation, you won't believe it. Like, we're all on the same page. I talk to people everywhere. And I swear to God, everybody's on the same page. Like, I never meet anyone who doesn't agree with what is going on. Like, the perspectives we're talking about right now, and we've covered, they all feel the same way. I'm telling you, they do. So it's like, oh, okay, wait, well.
Well, I always say this.
When we figure this out, Joanne.
Yeah, I always say there's more of us than them. There's more kind people than there are than these crazy people that are out there now, whatever you want to call them. I don't mean any disrespect, but there's something going on.
I think they're just sick, you know? I think they're just sick. And it's like, you know, it's a sickness of the mind because they're not connected to their heart. So it's like, you know, the more people we can get into their hearts, the better. And I'm praying for people does help, you know.
No empathy, no sympathy, nothing, you know. It's sad.
I don't see that. And if I don't see those types of people, you know. And if I ever get exposed to anybody who's even slightly like that, it's like, I don't know. There's this thing. It's like, you know how easy it is to cast shadow, you know?
Yeah.
It's like.
Well, I don't know.
I want them to have a chance.
Yeah, I don't. I try not to. I hate to say this. This is the first time I'm saying this. I've distanced myself from Facebook because there's literal friends that I don't get it. I don't get it. Intelligent people and kind people. But what? I don't understand. I don't understand. You know, if you can't, if you're not angry right now, you're not paying attention. That's all I have to say. I'll leave it at that. But
I don't know. There's a lot going on.
I watch too much news. I have to stop.
That can be hard. Hey, watching the news can be super hard because it's filled with all the narrative that wants you to be pissed off too. You know, it's like.
Intentionally done.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Because if you're sick and distracted, you're not going to do what you came here to do. And they want you to do that.
Got it.
They want you to be sick and distracted.
It.
So it's like, no, I'm not going to be sick and distracted. We already know what's up, right?
Right.
It's just like agenda to dumbify people and keep them in their heads and not in their hearts. and to sidetrack them.
Exactly.
And it's like, no, I'm sorry. I'm not going to fall for that anymore. I'm not doing it.
Right.
Create the new story, create the new narrative, and write them right out of it.
Yep. And again,
just write them
more
right out of the new story, you know?
Yeah, there's more of us than them. That I have to honestly believe. So let's play one of your songs. Oh, I said one. Let's play one. I love this one. I love them all. I really do. Butterfly
Thank
has
you.
A special place for me. Every time I see a butterfly, I say it's my mom. So that one has a special place for me. And Diamonds is very catchy. Like you said, it's got a great melody. It's got a great hook. It's got a great, you know, it's poppy. Like you said, it's good.
Yep.
It's good. So since we're on a down note in regard to, you know, what's going on, let's play one, and then we're going to get into the more uplifting stuff. So not that this isn't uplifting, but one is very, again, everything you got is very apropos. So this is one. Is this on the on the Diamond CD as well? One.
One is a single, and you can also get it on the album Power and Light. So they're
Power
all on Spotify, and Apple Music and all that jazz. So Power and Light's the record, and then One is also a single. One, the message from Mother Earth.
Lovely.
This is
all
what,
right, guys.
This is what she wants us to hear.
Right. This is Heidi Little. It's One, and like she said, it's about loving the earth. So check it out. Enjoy, and then we're going to pick it up after this. Hang on, check it out.
Awesome.
nice. You have such a beautiful, haunting voice in that song.
Oh.
My hair stood up on that, I guess, because I feel so strong. I feel so passionately about what's going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Very nice. Well, folks, that was one from the album Power and Light, and you can get it everywhere online.
You got it.
Nice. Well, really nice. Are you playing, that's one guitar on there. That's you all alone.
Yep.
Nice.
You got it.
Very nice.
Yep.
I liked
that's
it a lot.
That's how the concerts have been lately, too.
Acoustic.
Me by myself lately. Like, okay.
Me, myself, and I, right?
Yep, and a beautiful audience, of course. Thank God for that.
Of course, of course. Well, to stay on topic about what's going on, I want to play this for everybody, Diamonds. And again, this wasn't planned, folks. This wasn't, as Heidi said, this wasn't planned. It just happened, and now we've got this issue going on. So now Diamonds is the album as well, right? That's the name of the album,
I
believe.
It's a single. Yep. Yep. It's
a single. Oh, it's
just
a single.
Yep. You betcha.
Nice. You guys are going to like this one. It's Diamonds, and again, very apropos for what's going on, and it wasn't even in planned, right?
Right. Thanks, Joanne.
Excellent. So check this one out. You're going to like this one. This is a poppy. Here we go.
We don't kill mothers and we don't kill babies. How we gonna work this out? We don't kill mothers and we don't kill babies. How we gonna work this out?
We don't kill mothers.
Wow. I bet that's a hit when you're playing live.
Yay. Yeah.
And why that's diamonds? Why did you name it diamonds? I have an answer in my head why I think you did. Tell us why you named it diamonds.
Well, you know how that pressure makes that diamond.
I knew it mm-hmm. because a diamond is the hardest stone. Yep, the strongest stone. Yep, I knew it. That's what I thought. Uh-huh.
And that's pressure. And we can do this.
Yes. But it's so true. What do we do? Yeah. We don't want to kill babies, and we don't want to kill – what do? You know, it's like –
That's the thing. We do kill them. And it's like, wait a minute. Hang on a second here.
Right.
And like, you know, like when I'm thinking like third world countries, you know what I mean? And we're like, just toss away the baby girls. And you know what I mean? It's just like, are you kidding me? No wonder we have a mental health crisis. That's crazy. Right.
I know.
That kind of stuff is crazy. So it's like, okay, let's start with the stuff that's crazy and stop that. You know, it's like, okay, wait a minute.
Well,
how come this is happening? Let's not do this anymore.
And the government should not be telling anybody to do whatever they want to do with that. That's all I got to say with that. But
I know. Inner weapons down. Let's figure it out from the inside. We're smart enough. We can figure this out. They don't know what's going on.
Exactly.
20 people? Come on. How can they call what's right for all of humanity? Like, come on. We know what's right.
That's ridiculous. That's what I said. It's not about right and left. It's about right and wrong, you know. It's not about the right and left.
The
it's
golden
about right
rule,
and wrong.
Right? Like, treat others how you wish to be treated.
Right. And mind your own damn business.
Well, and then there's that, too.
You know?
It's like the problem is there's a lot of sick people in the world right now. So those people are like, we kind of have to be concerned about others. You know what I mean? Because we've got to take care of them like we are family. We're a human family, right, on this planet. But there's a fine line. You know, there's a fine line for all of this. But the basics of this business, I think, is what's right from wrong in regards to how do we want to treat people.
Exactly.
Right? How do we want to be treated and how should other people? That golden rule. It's basic.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple. We're taught it in kindergarten.
Would you hate me? Would you hate me if I played one of my songs for you right now?
No, please play one of your songs for me. I'm sure everybody would love it.
No. They've heard it before because sometimes I close it out depending on what mood I'm in. But I wrote this years ago before all this craziness went on. It's called Be Kind. I want to know what you think of it. Sorry, folks. I know you've heard it before. But Heidi has not. And since we're talking about consciousness music, I wanted her to hear it. I happen to have it uploaded. I keep it here for when I, you know, in a mood. So tell me what you think, hon. Check this out.
Oh,
check
I can't
this
wait.
Out. I won't play the whole
thing.
Thank
you.
Check it out.
Okay.
But it's crazy.
that's basically it. I just had
Wait
to play it
minute.
To you because I think we're two peas in a pod, you and I. I think we're two peas in a pod.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to give me song karma on that one. That's catchy, you know?
Did you like
I'm
it?
Thinking, oh, absolutely. That's fantastic. Be kind. And yeah, catchy as all get out, too. So my question is, where's the new sitcom or the new series that that song can be the theme song to?
Well, you know what? I wrote that at least 10 years ago. And it's like,
yeah.
And like I said, it's needed now, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I know
and,
it. Yeah, yeah. Let's get it.
And
let's
I just wanted to share it with you because I feel like you are on the same level of your songwriting mentality
I
of,
love
you
it.
Know, of how you feel mm-hmm. right now. You with me, too.
Yeah.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. Thank you for sharing. I wish I could have heard the whole thing.
Oh, it just goes. It just says the rest of it is just be kind to one another and everything
know,
you do. It
still,
just goes on and on.
Ending.
That's all.
You know, you're talking
anyway.
To a musician here. We're like,
I know.
You know.
Well, I'm glad you liked
you know.
It, but you know, I had to share it with you because of the fact that you know you write on the same realm of the same
yeah,
vein
yeah.
of you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Of
yeah.
and I've always been. Very caring and giving and I'm just I hate to say it with everything going on I'm kind of losing that feeling and I hate it. I mean I give and I get nothing back, not that I want anything back, but at least something.
No, it's nice
shows
reciprocation.
Something
we gotta have some reciprocation, so you know. And it's you know, where do you live? Are you in New York?
No, I'm in New Jersey, honey.
You're in Jersey. Okay. You know, I mean, start making more community events.
Yes.
You know?
You're
going to
love,
you're gonna
love my bullying
together.
CD. You're going to love my anti-bullying
I
CD.
Want a copy of it. I'll figure
oh,
out
Oh, you're
going to
love that
it.
One. You're going
to
love
We've
that
one.
We've
got different, there's different producers all over the place. I'm going to a movie thing in a couple of weeks here. Get me a CD before I go to that thing. Let's
oh, I'll
see
definitely
what
get
we
it.
Can do.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
I don't have Be Kind and CD. I mean, I should have everything. I do have everything on the computer. However,
you have it online.
Computer,
is it? Can people get it on Spotify or something?
Well, no, I don't sell my stuff, so you know. But
well, you know what? It's time. So you go ahead. You put it up on the Spotify. At least a single. Put the Be Kind single up on Spotify so people can find it. That's a great song. There's nothing. That's a great song. Go for it,
well,
man. You can do
maybe
it.
That one I'll email you, but the other ones I'll have the Sticks and Stones CD. I'll have to send. That's the anti-bullying one. I'll have to send you that one. So, but
that's fabulous.
Definitely.
I think you should put it up on Spotify. Give it another run. You never know.
Yeah, I just feel like you and me just have so much in common. It's crazy. But
yeah,
now,
I love it. I love that song.
Also,
it's a great song too.
Your diamonds. Are you familiar with TikTok?
Yeah, I don't know how to use it very good.
Well, you need
to
put
you.
Diamonds. You need to do diamonds on TikTok. It'd be perfect for there.
Okay, I'll have to figure out how to make it work. I have a friend, Kai, who's pretty good on TikTok. She's a pretty big star on there. I haven't had the time to figure it out. When
I
you
don't
do
know how
all
to figure it out.
I do, oh, my God, that's the only problem is, like, you know, I'm making so much stuff and, like, products and putting it all out there in different ways on me that, like, you know, honestly, I'm big on Facebook. I'm a dinosaur on Facebook. But
yeah, see, I'm not tech savvy. That's my problem. I don't have any technical – I don't know anything about –
Well, you tagged me on Instagram, and I couldn't even figure out how to find it. I saw a message fly by my screen that said you tagged me in something, and then I went there, and I didn't know how to find you on there. I'm like, shoot, I don't even know how to find her on here. Damn it. So anybody listening who's any good at this stuff, feel free to tag us and share our business because, oh, boy.
Yeah.
I need to be taught.
Me,
I need a
me
teacher.
Too.
A TikTok Instagram teacher.
Me too. I need somebody to show me how to do the video portion of it and all that.
Yeah.
So, but
yeah,
you
can make dances and stuff up on there and all kinds
oh,
of crazy
I know.
Goodness.
But no, honestly, diamonds would be a hit on there with especially what's going on because they're all. That's kind of why I like TikTok because on Facebook you can't talk to people about what's going on because they attack you on TikTok.
They put you
they
in
don't.
Facebook jail.
No, but I mean the people, your friends, you know.
Oh,
it's like
I don't have problems with the people. I have problems with Facebook.
Yeah, but on TikTok they don't because it's everybody has so many vast opinions, and it's people you don't know.
How can they control it?
Good.
Yeah.
But yeah, but there's people you don't know, and you actually can talk to them about it, and they're cool with it.
Okay.
It's not like Facebook where you have an argument with, you know, if you say something they don't like, they attack you. It's like, are you whatever, you know, whatever.
Tell
us about Butterfly. What's the story behind Butterfly? Because that's, like I said, butterflies are my thing.
Oh, I know. I love butterflies, too. I'm with you on that one, my friend. Butterflies are all about transformation and going through that process with it. I love imaginal cells. So if people don't know this, when a butterfly goes into it, or a caterpillar goes into a cocoon, they turn into this, like, kind of mush, and imaginal cells take their place. And the imaginal cells all pull together and make a butterfly. And the idea is that as a humanity, as a peoples, the people, we are all these imaginal cells that can come together to make this great galactic butterfly. And so, you know, it's about transformation and the chrysalis and the wings, you know, and the freedom to fly and to be ourselves. And then this much larger vision that this woman, Nori Huddle. Mm. Nori Huddle wrote a book called The Butterfly Effect. And
in her book,
she talks about how humanity will come together and create a brand new species of human based on us imagining ourselves into a more beautiful humanity. Mm. And so I wanted to share the color of that and the frequency of that and the sound of that in a song. And this is the one that it is.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, for me, when I see a butterfly, I think it's my mom is with me. And
That's what they say, right?
Yeah. And I haven't seen one in quite some time. Where are you, Ma?
Mm-hmm.
When did you write
yourself.
Butterfly? When did you do that one? Was it before the craziness?
Kind of crazy. Yeah, it's kind of crazy how old the song really is, actually.
Right. Isn't it crazy?
My daughter was in my tummy when I wrote that song, and she's 16 now.
Hmm.
So that's a long time ago. And honestly, I was so bad at criticizing myself in the early part of my career. Nothing was good enough that I made.
Oh, God, forget it. You'll never get anything done.
Oh, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And so I literally had to re-release. I thought I released the record and did a good job at it. And I didn't even release the darn thing when I look back.
Oh, God.
I had to re-release it. So, anyway. It just got re-released.
It's as fresh today as was when it was written because it sounds great. It sounds great.
Awesome. Thank you. Because that's how I feel about it when I hear it, too. I'm like, oh, right. Amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, okay. I was just curious if it was written a long time ago, like, be kind. I wrote it a long time ago, and now we need people to be kind, you know? And now now we need the butterfly effect, you know?
Yeah. Everything in divine timing. You know, I love that phrase, divine timing, because, you know, we don't know. We just show up and we say yes and we do our best. And
it's just taking too long.
Oh, it didn't work. You know, it didn't work the way it was supposed to, or it didn't take off. But, you know, music is one of those things we don't know. Like, it's timeless, right? If it's good, it's timeless. It's going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully people will be finding it and reimagining themselves in it. All the time.
Excellent. Well, why don't we play it? Because I want everybody to know what you have going on in September over here, especially on the East Coast for me, because I can let everybody know about it. So, everybody, this is Butterfly. Enjoy this. Heidi Little, Butterfly.
Who knows what tomorrow brings? And now I'm wrapped up tight with you. Hope and love go on for eternity. Cherish every moment that I have with you. Love.
Kept you so long, and you are a busy young lady, so let's let everybody Butterfly, is that a single also?
Yeah, it's also on the record Power and Light.
Power and Light. Mm-hmm. So we got one on Power and Light, and Butterfly is on Power and Light. Cool.
You got it.
So now, in September, are you coming out here to New York?
That's the plan. The plan.
I hope to see
Times
you.
Square.
Can we get together?
Absolutely. I'll take you out for dinner. That'll be nice.
Oh, no, no. I just want to see you perform and say hi and, you know, have a great time.
We got to go out for dinner. Let's go out for dinner.
All right.
I love
you got to eat. You got to eat, right?
New York.
People eat.
Oh, my gosh. I love New York.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So tell us about
it.
What, you've got now you in September, you've got the People's Songs and Stories. It's an Indigenous gathering that will be live streaming. Right? And that's from September 15th to the 19th. So where is that going to be?
That's in the Black Hills in South Dakota.
Okay.
And then that's going to live stream to Facebook.
Nice.
And then we're going to make a documentary, too, a mini documentary from the things.
Cool.
I can't believe they invited us. They invited me there to come sing, and then they invited me there to come and record everything. And this is from our work with World Peace and Prayer Day and with all our relations on World Peace and Prayer Day. So that's a pretty big honor, and they've never, ever live streamed it or let the messages get out to the people.
Yeah.
And I think that now more than ever, it's so necessary for people to hear how to take care of the planet, you know,
absolutely.
From our First Peoples perspective, because it's such a beautiful perspective, really.
Yeah.
Taking care of the Mother Earth.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, look what's going on. You got flooding everywhere, extreme heat, but nobody cares
mm-hmm.
about climate change or whatever you want to call it. Is it climate change?
Yeah, climate change. You know, Chief Looking Horse says, Mother Earth has a fever.
Mm.
That's what he says. Mother Earth has a fever.
I hope Mother Earth gets some medicine.
Well,
we are her medicine.
We're her children. So what are we going to do when somebody has a fever? You know, you apply a wet cloth, you know, a cool compress. So, you know, and our love, like I said, our love to the water, mm-hmm. taking care of the water, you know, is a big one.
Very
taking care of the soil, big one. Okay,
very
so there's
nice.
That gathering, and that's going to live stream.
And Peace Day is something we definitely need. Well, so tell us about Peace Day. That's in Times Square. When is that?
Yeah, September 21st. It happens there every year. Paul Sladkiss from Good News Planet puts it on. Mm. And so we are going to descend upon Times Square. MCing is supposed to be Ringo Starr. And there are some other celebrities who are being involved. There's going to be a concert in the evening, and then there's going to be a concert during the day. I think there's a parade. There's definitely a moment of silence.
Mm.
And it's timed, and so we're going to hopefully show it. I think it's – I need more of the production details. They kind of asked me to help co-produce it, and it's a quick turnaround. So, you know, I'd love to see all those TVs and everything in Times Square be all showing different locations on the planet, all doing a moment of silence at the same time.
Oh,
they got the big bell.
Cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They got the big bell from the UN, that big bell they ring for Peace Day, so that's happening. And I'm going to sing. I'm going to sing The Spirit of the Woodstock Nation, which is the 50th anniversary Woodstock song that I wrote with Artie Kornfeld, who made Woodstock with Michael Lang. So I'm going to sing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, whatever else, whatever time I have left, I'll be singing up there and doing my thing. So that's September 21. And that will also live stream. And of course,
Start? I need to know what time it starts so I could come.
We're going to start at like 11 a.m. and it's going to go till 11 p.m. It's a long day. So
11 to 11. Yeah. 11 to 11. And it's on a Sunday. So that kind of works for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do what we can to make it work. Right. It's like, my goodness.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
check it out, folks. And what else we got going on? And you got what's going on in Texas? What's that?
Well, then I come back and I'm co-producing a festival called the Medicine for the People Spiritual Gathering.
Oh, my God.
So this
God.
Will be
You're
the
busy.
Seventh year. Yeah. This will be the seventh year I'm involved with this event, but this time full on. So I'm going to perform. I'm going to do some workshops. I'm helping with all sponsorship and all that jazz. So it's a great event. Anyone from the planet should go to. It's 4 days long. It's all about community building and self-love and what's your medicine and how are you bringing it out to the world. And we do a community kitchen and there's camping and music and arts and workshops and all that good fun stuff. And I can attest that it's a beautiful experience because I've been there.
Nice.
Two different locations. And it's going to be a Texas Music River Ranch, which is 111 acres that runs along the Colorado River. It's beautiful.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now,
so that's September. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and everybody could get the dates and scheduling at HeidiLittle.com, yes?
Yeah, I don't think any of it's up there yet, but it will be by tomorrow. Let's give myself a deadline. I'm so busy how production ends that I haven't really kept up with that business yet. And then, if I can, Joanne, in October, I'm running 4 workshops on each Sunday in October. And they're 3 hours long and they're on Zoom. And they're these first 4 modules from the Center for Advancement in Social Emotional Learning. So people from anywhere can join in.
Very cool. Well,
Yay.
Folks, you have been hanging out. I have been hanging out. And we've all been hanging out with Heidi Little, singer-songwriter, self-love empowerment educator, owner at Omnipresent Entertainment, director at International Children's Month, creative director, music and children and youth, We, the World, founder of the Center for Advancement in Social Emotional Learning, radio host of One Love Rising, owner, oh, what's the clothing? One Clothing, what is that?
We got t-shirts.
Oh, cool.
They say One. They're beautiful. They say One.
Nice.
And we have another, we have a campaign going, Wage World Love, too.
Very nice. And those are on the site, too?
OneClothingUnified.com.
Well, right. You heard that, folks. OneUnifiedClothing.com. And
OneClothingUnified.com.
Thank you. It's late. I'm tired.
Oh,
I'm just
you're
been a
amazing.
Rough week.
Keeping it, up with it, me, and I'm me with you. Thank you.
And also author of many books, but one that sounds Child of the Heart series. And my God, girlfriend, you are a busy girl. You are a busy girl.
I'm grateful for my life and every
yes.
minute.
Beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Folks, go to HeidiLittle.com. That's H-E-I-D-I, Little, L-I-T-T-L-E.com to find out
Thank
more
you.
Information and go everywhere online to get her music. And you definitely got to talk to somebody to get Diamonds on TikTok. I'm going to close out with Diamonds when I log off after I speak with you. And Heidi, it was a pleasure. And I feel like I've met my match here. You're my twin.
Woo-hoo! Send me your music, Joanne. I'm your new biggest fan.
Oh, I'm your biggest fan now.
Yay! Let's do something.
And we
Let's do it.
Definitely got to get together, especially if you're going to be in New York. I would love to see you.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so looking forward to that. And anyone
Excellent.
Who heard this pod broadcast, come on down and let's get a move on.
Yes, ma'am.
The
it.
Time is now. Creativity
That's
in action.
Right.
Thank
we
you.
Can't wait any longer. We got to do it.
Yep. Aw.
Yep.
Thanks, Joanne.
Well,
it's been such a pleasure.
Thank you. Heidi, thank you so much. We will keep in touch, and I definitely will hope to see you in September. See you in September. I can't even sing. I'm so tired. Pardon
me. In September.
Yeah.
Yay.
Cool. Yeah. But everybody, again, Heidi Little, go check her out everywhere. She's all over the place. And go online everywhere. You can get her music everywhere and HeidiLittle.com. Heidi, thank you so much. You have a wonderful night. It was great hanging out with you. I'll talk with you soon, okay?
I love you. Thank you for having me.
I love you,
God bless
too.
Everybody.
Thank you, honey. Take care. All right.
Good
night. Bye-bye. Good Heidi
night.
Little, everybody. Bye-bye. Thank Woo. You. Wow. Wow. She is amazing. Oh, man. I thought I was alone feeling like we needed to spread love, but I guess I'm not. I know there's more of us out there. I just don't know where we're hiding. I don't know what happened, but I don't know where everybody went. But great songs. Loved it, loved it, loved it. So I hope I could get to see Heidi out in September. So again, go to HeidiLittle.com, H-E-I-D-I, Little, L-I-T-T-L-E.com. And hear more of her music. Find out more about the scheduling of the shows that are coming up. And for my East Coast folks, make sure you go to Peace Day, September 21st. It's a Sunday. And it's going to be emceed by Ringo Starr. And Heidi's going to be singing her song that she co-wrote. What is it called again? I'm sorry. The Spirit of Woodstock Nation. So, it sounds like a great, great time and a lot of fun, and it should be. It probably won't be so hot either, so in September. Let's hope. Let's hope. So anyway, I hope you guys had a great time tonight. I'm losing my voice. It's my lung, folks. That's the problem. Anyway, I don't have anybody scheduled for August yet, but we're going to get that set up. So we're going to do that. Check in on the calendar sometime next week. I'm hoping to book some folks maybe tomorrow or Thursday. As you know, I'm slowly coming back. And as you can hear in my voice, that's my health issue right now. I have an issue with my lungs. So that's why you haven't heard from me in a couple of months. So it's hard to talk when you can't breathe, and it takes away your voice. So anyway, I hope everybody is doing well. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I hope you enjoyed Heidi's music. It was great. So again, this song is so incredibly perfect for now. She wrote it a while back, and with everything going on, it's amazing that it's here. So again, thank you, Heidi. Thank you so much. Heidi Little, have a great night, everybody. Go check the calendar at applauseradioshow.com to see who we have coming up in August. Like, going to have some great guests, okay? Take care. Have a good night. Thank you, Heidi. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye. This is Diamonds by Heidi Little.
We don't kill mothers and we don't kill babies. How we gonna work this out? We don't kill mothers and we don't kill babies. How we gonna work this out?
Out.